The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And the more complex
we
the mind, the simpler the jokes. That's right. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 14th of September, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 84 and our lows of 56. Tomorrow calls for sunny with 93. Friday about 98. We're going to have a beautiful week ahead of us. Can't you feel fall in the air? I almost feel like I want to buy a pumpkin now.
Is that why you're wearing orange today?
Well, no. But I got this really cool magazine.
We don't need a pumpkin yet.
I don't know, but it feels like, you know, this is that transitional month. Tell me if I'm not alone here. It feels like you want to.
This is the transitional month. End of summer, beginning of fall.
The fall colors are coming out. I went to Dandelion yesterday. Anyway, that's in another segment. Anyway, I was about the weather, but this is how my mind works. Friday night, Bob, did you have something to say?
I was just thinking in terms of decimal points.
Oh, you were? Okay. Friday calls for a high of 98. Saturday calls for a high of 98. Sunday calls for 97. And again, it's mostly clear nights with our temperatures in the low 60s. Ooh! Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, let's see. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. We've got the chief of police coming in today. We've got Hope Seth coming in talking about what's happening down there in their new bits and bytes and what impact it's going to have on our community and the economic forecast of our community. I was at last night was at my first class of the second semester of CloudWise Academy, and we went into WordPress. And Bob's the expert here on this, but WordPress, of course, is what you use to be able to build websites using thousands of templates, and that you can still code in it to give it your own specific type of feeling and specific type of functionality.
Yeah, WordPress is more aimed at people who blog on a frequent basis, who want to put out their little screeds and missives and thoughts to the world. It's more emphasis on people who actually read rather than just look at the pretty pictures. Because of course Zuckerberg tries to tell us that all Facebook will be video in a couple of years, and that's the only way people will communicate with each other. Which is I don't think so. I think the written word has a long history yet to go. You know.
I think it does too. And but anyway, it's so what we did last night, just set up everything. But, you know, you say, well, is this difficult? Well, it's not easy. I mean, but it's not insurmountable at all. We've got like 17 people in the class, and like I said yesterday, they've already started selling their websites. And here's the projection. This is where listeners, if you've got a business, you might be able to do something with this. The project for the class is to build a website, to look at a business website in this town, in the town of Reading or Anderson, and look at it and then retool the website. And, you know, maybe go to the owner of the website and say, hey, look, we're going to do this and it's for free, and redo your website for you. And it's going to be a project for two people. I've already had the two people approach us for redoing the website right here at KCNR 1460. But then they're going to be working with Linda. I said, okay, the hard part is.
The caveat.
There's the caveat. You got to work with Linda because Linda has, you know, distinct ideas, and she and you are the artistic one of us. So these people are going to be sitting there, and the difficult part is identifying exactly what you want to have in on the website and the functionality, and then they will build it from there. Well, a good project manager is the one that comes in there and sits down with the, you know, with the business owner and says, now, what do you want to say? What kind of communications? What kind of, do you want to have ads in this? All these things that it comes into, and then they build that site for what you want.
Define your structure first rather than just, it's like, well, like somebody asked the other day, what computer should I buy? Well, that's a really tough question unless I know what you want to do with it. It's like, what car should I buy?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line is if you're going to be an off-road kind of guy, maybe you need to buy a SUV as opposed to a low-slung sports model if you're riding around town. Anyway,
well,
they're going to be with you, hon.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun. I look forward to the challenge on both ends, both my side and their side.
Let me finish this last thought. If you've got a business and you'd like somebody to do this, to take a look at your website and to see if your website is running as like it should be and to maybe to help design or design a new website for you. And again, this is a project for this class. And the people that are running the class are, you know, experts in this. So you're not going to be having somebody design something, give you something that's substandard at all. So if you are interested in this, give us a call, 605-4565. Or send me an email at carl@kcnr1460.com and tell me you're interested in this, and I'll set you up, and I'll send it all over to the CloudWise Academy and let them work from there. I think it's a great opportunity for somebody that's got a website that's just kind of a website, but it's not doing what they want it to do because you're just not exactly sure, and now you've got some people here that are going to really help it and get you one that's, if you're running at 15 miles an hour, that can bring you up to, you know, like 85. And think about that. Think about that. 605-4565 or give me an email at carl@kcnr1460.com.
I lost my thought.
You'll find
your
it
train
again.
Of thought. Your train of thought. Just
my train of thought.
Short
I was
train.
Trying to say when it came down to computers and driving cars. Okay, so when in 95, when I was starting to think, I got to do a computer, I was in Nashville. Well, I had a friend. Of course, most of the musicians and most of the people doing graphic arts at that particular time were all Mac. So I bought my first Apple computer, Bob, and I know you've heard the story, and I still have it. And I'm thinking about donating it to somebody as long as I know it's all clean, you know, cleaned off. But it's the little bubble that used to come in a box. I think it was $1,000. It came in the box, the bubble.
Oh, the first iMac.
The first iMac.
Yeah.
And I just love that thing. I wish it still worked. I don't even know what the operating thing was.
It'd be
at that
an early version of OS X, and all you have to do basically, Macs are very easy to just pop a new hard drive into. So remove the hard drive and sell the rest of it as a piece.
Yeah. Could I ever upgrade to
The processor, the early iMacs ran on an entirely different processor platform than they use now. They used what was called a PowerPC processor, which is a whole different animal.
And by the way, for people out there, they're just maybe not up on all computers. Because, you know, a software type guy that can write programs and apps and all this may have very little knowledge of hardware and vice versa. Is that right, Bob?
Right.
Because you can know all about the hardware and what runs these things, but you don't know how to write programs.
And of course, this is what is going to be addressed at this upcoming Maker Faire, is that we've gotten these black boxes that we don't know exactly what's going on inside. And when it stops working, we toss it out and go get a new black box. The Maker movement is all about, well, taking the alarm clock apart and figuring out what makes it work. And coding is a big part of that.
So there.
So learning the hardware and the software.
Well, we're using WordPress. Well, I use WordPress when I write for the Record Searchlight, which brings up another subject that we'll talk about after the break, Record Searchlight and KCNR 1460. It's 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over Properties by Merritt and Mary McCurdy. You know, Mary goals are simple. To help her clients. Help her clients sell their home or buy a home. Buy a commercial property. Buy a home for the future. To help people find the right property for themselves. She's got an extensive number of listings, and she is more than willing to help you out. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out her website, Mary McCurdy, that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy, M-C-C-U-R-D-Y.com, and Properties by Merit. She's out there and she's ready to help. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning, it's 52 degrees. Can you believe that? It's 52 degrees going up to 84 today.
Resort and Casino Inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your pick, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500
plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR. In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful hump day. All right, here we go. One, two. Are you exercising yet? Are you out of bed? Good morning. You're going to have a great day. This portion of the show is brought to you by, before we even begin, Home Helpers in Home Care Service. It's the best healthcare agency you could possibly you could call. Sharon from Home Helpers, extended family. Extend your family when family can't be there. With they're locally owned and they're very trustworthy. Then the business of the year, woman of the year, Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give her a call at 226-8350 for all of your in-care needs. You could have a surgery. I have a girlfriend that's having surgery and she may need this kind of care just from shoulder surgery. So give them a call. Excited about this next segment here, and we are going to be talking with Hope Seth. Good morning.
Good morning.
The head of the entrepreneurial division of the Economic Development Corporation. You know what? I'm spending a lot of time over the Venture Hub there, kid. I shouldn't say kid.
Did you start the next class?
Oh, yeah, last night.
Wonderful.
Came in, I was like 2 minutes late, and they saved a little seat for me up front. Because, you know, I need to be up front because, you know, I'm that part of the demographics.
You're setting the example, aren't
well,
you?
Well, that's part of the demographics that you pointed out to everybody.
The other end of the
spectrum. Oh, we have 15-year-olds, and then we have Carl Bach.
Well, people can visualize that.
I'll never forget that, by the way.
They can visualize that.
I missed you in our last segment a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know what?
You were in Sacramento.
I was at the California Highway Patrol and part of the Citizens Advisory Board. It's really a great deal down there, and I've talked about it. Anyway, let's talk about what you got going to something big.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the Shasta Game Changers, which is taking place a week from Friday. And Shasta Game Changers was an event that the EDC started about 5 years ago, and it was really to begin to show the community what innovation, what technology, what are some of the startups that are right here in Shasta County that are doing some pretty amazing things, doing business in over 87 countries, you know, just showing people what we have here. So that started about 5 years ago. And then we haven't had one actually for 3 years because we've been busy building the Venture Hub. So we're excited to kick it back off this year.
Fantastic. Well, you have with your luncheon coming up, you know, what we're trying to do is, you know, you're trying to drive people to understand. I mean, sometimes, again, when you're listening to radio or when you're watching TV, they're little sound bites. So a week from Friday, 2 weeks, on the 23rd, you're going to be having a luncheon, and one of the incentives is that you are, if you know, people call in and get a ticket, that you're going to be giving away a couple kayaks.
Yeah, so we actually have a company, you know, given our region and all of the recreation that people love about this area. There's a company, a couple guys who are actually veterans that they created and designed a really innovative kayak. It's one of the most innovative ones out there. It's a dive fish paddle kayak. You can actually stand on top, fish, you can dive. It has pontoons that come out from the
like
side
outriggers.
That stabilize
like
it.
Like outriggers.
Mm-hmm.
What a good idea that is. And you say these couple veterans?
Yeah. They've both served, and they are just...
We need to get them on. That's interesting.
You need to show them up next time.
I'll have to invite them.
Well, look, I'd like to invite everybody, as Hope is, to a week from Friday, and mm-hmm. we're going to talk about it again. But it's a week from Friday. Doors open at 11, and it goes to like 1:30. It's out at the Civic Auditorium.
It is. We have over 20 companies that are presenting that are either new or... they have had some pretty major advancement in the last year or two.
You know, people don't seem to realize is that there's a lot of things going on here in Reading. We have this tendency to focus on the negative, but there are so many good things that are happening. And again, you know, we bring up the CloudWise Academy, training people to be able to go out there and work in this type of economy in the IT field. You know, already selling websites, already doing these things. People already getting jobs out of this. We are people with those types of technology businesses in town. Excuse me. Also, they need employees. But then you look at these businesses that are here, and they're growing, and like you said, in 85 different countries.
One of the companies that we're going to have presenting there is called Limelight Health, and I've shared with you about them before.
Mm-hmm.
But they started out with an app. He was an insurance broker here in town, had his own insurance company, and had an idea for an app for the healthcare industry. And now it's actually turning into a whole benefits provider. He has the largest insurance carrier in the world as one of his clients. They have 50 employees with an office in Reading and in San Francisco. I mean, this is in the last 2 years. So there's so much opportunity that's available in the realm of technology and startups here. So we just want to show it back out to the community. And one of the fun things that we're going to do is we're going to actually raffle off a kayak. It's a $2,200 retail value kayak, and we wanted to come on this morning and give your listeners a chance to win it. We're going to give away four raffle tickets.
Four raffle tickets. So we'll give maybe two per person. Would that be fair? Or you
sure.
Want to do? Okay, so the first two callers at 605-4567, you're going to have a chance to buy, and all you have to do is just call in, get your name, and you don't have to be present to win, or do you?
Get your information.
No, you don't, okay. But we'll definitely need all your information.
We need your information, and we'll get that from Bob. And you have a chance to win a $2,200 kayak. $2,200 kayak?
I know. I had no idea.
Wow.
But this
my goodness.
This is a pretty – these are no ordinary kayaks. So people can go online and look at their website. It's called truerecreation.com, and they can go on and actually look at the kayaks and check out the company as well.
All right, truerecreation.com, and look at it. Linda's looking it up right now. We've got our first call. We need one more caller here, 605-4567.
Oh, wow.
And that we will. Okay, we've got our second caller.
You've got to check this out. Go to True Recreation.
We got to get this guy's on.
Intense.
Yeah.
These are great. Wow. Fishing, diving. They've got the little pontoons on the side. That's right. Someone's shooting from the side with a bow. Someone's got camouflage. Oh, you guys are going to love this.
Okay, Nick and Bill have just entered. You've entered for in the kayak contest. That's right. Thanks a lot, Nick and Bill.
We also have, for those who didn't make it in, we actually are selling raffle tickets on our website, which is ShastaGameChangers.com. You can get four tickets for $20. Which isn't so bad, considering that you can win a $2,200
right.
kayak.
So you go to GameChangers.com, and you can buy
ShastaGameChangers.com.
All right. I have a question for Hope.
Okay.
So, Hope, what makes you tick?
What makes me tick? That's a great question. You know, I think opportunity makes me tick. I think when you see an opportunity to improve something, when you see something that has the opportunity to be transformed, this happens to me. I love buying houses that need to be transformed.
Oh, you
do. I love taking something in one state and being able to bring life to it and make it relevant and make it current. And so for me, that's what makes me tick about this job that I have, is I feel like I get to be part of a city that's reinventing itself for the next stage.
Wish we
of
could
the city. So
take a little bit of you and bottle it up and pass it around, and people can drink from your well, because that's what we need right there. That this fabulous, integrity-driven, infectious, and positive in every aspect of what you just said. Thank you so much for what you do. Keep that going. That we all need that.
Well, thank you.
Okay, remember everybody, it's a week from this Friday, so it'd be the 24th.
23rd.
I'm sorry. The 23rd of October. 24th. I know. I'm
September.
Working. No. 23rd.
Let me do my own commercial.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, do it. Friday the 23rd, you get your tickets to come to this luncheon.
That's right. You can go to Shasta Game Changers. It's $25 a ticket, but it includes lunch. You won't be disappointed. You'll see lots of new companies. We have some great presentations from Eric Hyatt, who is director of the Shasta Angels, which is an angel investment group. They've invested in 7 companies, over $1 million into companies here in the area. They'll be doing a presentation. We'll have Rick Sabraka from Spiritus Solutions, who has built a company bringing Silicon Valley and tech companies from all over the world, and he raises up and trains the sales teams for these startups. We have Salesforce, one of the guys, top guys from Salesforce, which is a Silicon Valley company, will be up here. It's just going to be a fun time.
Fantastic.
Well, if you send me
a link,
a handout to this with all the right information so I can get it correct.
Yeah. Aren't you online?
Yeah, I'm online. Of course I'm online.
ShastaGameChangers.com.
Oh, that you've sent it to me already. Okay. Probably. All right. I like to have things just handed to me before I come on. I'm a diva.
ShastaGameChangers.com. Get your tickets. Carl and I will be there on the 23rd.
And
Hope, we thank you so much.
Right.
For
Nick and Bill, I'm sure that Hope will give you a phone call or something if she needs any more information.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Excitement is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins. And you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend, courtesy of Interwest Insurance. See you there, September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And happy Wednesday. KCNR, 1460 here. Top of the morning to you at 7:32. All right, 14th of September, and it's currently 53 degrees. Our highs today are 84. Can you believe it? Big changes. Now, what's on your mind? You've got...
Well, the report's always brought to you by...
Shasta Gas Propane. You've got a show... You got a... Not a show, but a class coming up.
Got a class coming up on the October the... September the 24th and 25th. I don't know why I'm in October here. September 24th and 25th, Northern Firearms Instruction has an all-ladies class, all-women's class that day, and you have an opportunity to have free instruction, but you need to give... That's right, free instruction. But you need to give Ted Leidy a call at 530-999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. Leidy's company of Northern Firearms Instruction, this is what he does for a living. He teaches all over Northern California, now down in parts of Southern California. All of his instructors are NRA-trained instructors. All of his instructors have the latest in what's happening and all the new rules in the laws. Ted gives a great class on laws and how they affect you as a shooter. And whether you ever carry a concealed weapon or not, it's the fact is that you learn how to shoot a pistol, how to clean a pistol, how to unload a pistol and make sure it's safe, something that everybody should know. You can never tell if something happens that you need to be able to pick up a pistol and either load it or unload it to make sure it's safe. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. 530-999-1822 or readingccw.com. A free class. There's a chance for you have an offer for a free class. Give them a call, 999-1822, and find out the specifics of it. Okay.
All right. So, you know, a lot of times, again, many people who listen to the show know that I peruse the internet, and I'm looking at different headlines. And I typed in five things you need to know as of now that are considered to be, like, you know, important headlines. So this is from The Week. It's called TheWeek.com. Number one, Donald Trump unveils child care plan, including 6 weeks paid maternity leave.
It's kind of unusual for Trump, but I can, you know what, it's here. What the problem is when they're trying to extend it to 90 days or more, where you have paid maternity leave and you don't have to show up for 3 months, and then you, so you've got to, like, double pay people, you know, you've got to pay somebody to take their place. And they're also saying is that it's not only just the wife, but then the husband can have 90 days of maternity leave. And so when you think about this, I mean, if you have just, if you had one couple at your, you know, at your business, that could cost you a lot of money. Or if Bob says, hey, Carl, I'd really like to, I'm going to be off for the next 90 days because I'm, you know, we've had a baby in the house.
Well, Trump is saying,
by the way, it ain't going to happen.
He would be fine. Yeah, we have little kitties, doggies. With the Trump says this will be financed through cutting unspecified waste and fraud in the unemployment insurance program, and that his other proposals will be paid through economic growth and unspecified cuts. Well, we all know that this all takes time. It's a headline, but things take time before they move through, you know.
What he's doing, he's reaching out to women right here.
Okay, number two, poll. Half of Americans think Hillary, this is a poll, number two, half of America thinks Hillary Clinton has lied about her health.
And the other half aren't telling the truth then. Because is there anybody that really believes anything that Hillary Clinton says besides the fact that she wants to take your guns away? And you know what? I just – when you see this and everybody's saying, oh, look, they're letting 20 seconds decide something. No, it's the fact is – and her own people are saying this. People, Axelrod and all these other people that have run their campaigns are saying, look, you've got to be a lot more transparent in the things you're doing and saying. You can't just collapse in front of everybody. And it's not the first time. Be taken away and come back and say, oh, everything's okay. Oh, I had pneumonia. And let it out then. There may be more to this for Hillary. And, you know, and Trump says, and you know what, I agree with Trump on this thing, is I really hope there's nothing wrong with her. I mean, you don't want that on anybody. But if there is, this job is just way, way too hard if you've got something that can take you down.
Right.
You need to let the people know about it and let us make that decision. Let us make that decision.
Right.
If we want to say, okay, yeah, okay, we know that you've got this, you've got your advisors around you, fine. But, you know, you can't just like, oh, I'm going to hide this, because it's going to eventually come out. And guess what? People are going to use this against you. President Roosevelt was weak and dying when he went to that final conference that Stalin just took all of Eastern Europe. Stalin knew it. He kept pushing him and pushing him. And frankly, Roosevelt just wasn't strong enough to stand up. And that's, you know, tell me when she goes up against Putin or some of these others the first time, and they're just, and it's extensive, and they're in there. And if there's something wrong, then we need to know that so that it helps us make the decision. And it's the same thing on Trump. If Trump's got something strange with him,
exactly,
we need to know that.
Number three, Clinton's is going to return to the campaign trail Thursday. Number four, this one's going to get you. Chelsea Manning to undergo gender transition surgery while in prison.
Excuse me, I just threw up in my mouth.
On the government dime, no less.
Yes.
The government's going to pay for her to have a transgender surgery.
Yep.
So what we're going to have is Chelsea Manning is going to be in jail for, what, 8 years or something like that. In the jail, he is turning to a she, and they're getting...
Careful, danger, Will Robinson.
He's getting like a $250,000 or $300,000 operation, and we're paying for it because she's in prison for betraying our country. He's in prison for betraying our country, and this is what's happening. You know, I'd want to immigrate here too.
Yeah, that's I knew that was going to get you. Number five.
Oh, no, really. It's choking me up.
Russian hackers leak information on Simone Biles, Serena, and Venus Williams.
Don't be talking about Simone Biles, all right? It better be good.
Russian hackers stole World Anti-Doping Agency files and posted confidential information on U.S. female athletes who competed in the Rio Olympics. The athletes whose data was compromised included gymnastics sensation Simone Biles, tennis player Serena and Venus Williams, and basketball player Alina Biles, who won 4 golds in Rio, allowing her to use them to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Biles said ADHD is nothing to be ashamed of and that she always followed the rules.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
No. Okay.
Or if somebody has to take an antidepressant or some whatever medication, I'm not really sure. So, let's go to the phones. You're live on the air, Nick. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I wanted to talk to you about Chelsea Manning, and Carl just called him, her, whatever you want to call it, a traitor that betrayed our country. Carl, how did Chelsea Manning betray our country?
I think she released, or he did, I'm trying to remember what his name is, released all these classified emails, and I think he was the one who sent them to WikiLeaks.
That's absolutely right. He sent them to Julius Assange.
Right.
And, you know, I was watching a deal last night that they call Edward Snowden and Julius Assange and Chelsea Manning actually heroes for exposing what a corrupt government we have, the way they're spying on us and herding us into a new world order. And, you know, there's two sides to that. On top of that, she has been exposed to psychological brainwashing, and that might have something to do with wanting to swap sexes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do know one thing. As a member of the armed forces, they took an oath, and Manning did not live up to that oath, did not obey that oath, and gave away all these secrets, some of which could have, and I don't know, I can't link anything to it, but some of which could have caused damage to our military or people in the military. So,
well, she couldn't have caused as much damage.
Well, I'm just saying is that, you know what, but here's the thing. If Manning felt that strongly on it, Manning did it, but Manning then has to pay the price. Manning took an oath. Manning took an oath, but then now it's like, oh, it wasn't Manning's fault. It wasn't he was brainwashed. Oh, it wasn't Manning's fault. She was confused about her gender. I mean, come on. The person knew.
With you. I don't really consider Edward Snowden a traitor. He exposed something that we need to know, which is how corrupt and actually traitorous our government has turned into.
Well, you know, you could go back to the Watergate, too, and people are saying, oh, look at Watergate and the Pentagon Papers and all those things, too, that exposed a lot.
Compared to what Snowden and Assange exposed to us. That was kiddie stuff. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you something else. I think that you should put on another view, another paper, which would be the Shasta Lantern with Red Smith and Mark Kent, to get another side of local politics and what's going on around here. I don't agree with a lot that is said on the air with the Record Searchlight.
Well, I tell you what, the Record Searchlight called me yesterday, and they're kind of taking a hiatus from being on the show. So.
Oh, good, good. Because, you know, there was a couple of things that disturbed me on there the other day when Carol Ferguson said that they'll cover the side of the issue they want to cover.
I know.
And they don't have to cover. Here's one that really got me, and this is a quote. The three of us, Carol, Silas, and Steve, will conduct interviews, do the research, and write the editorials about the candidates as clearly as possible in terms of what they're likely to do and what we feel they're going to do when they get in office.
But yeah, that's because they're not going to do endorsements.
Well, but they're getting Carol, Silas, and Steve are giving their opinion
of
what they're going to do when they get in office.
That's what they're, yeah, and that's true.
I would rather have the facts because I'm not interested in their opinion.
Well, you'll be able to listen to every one of them on the show, and you can call them and ask them questions. We're going to ask them all the same questions, what they're planning on doing. So, Nick, thanks a lot, though, for the phone call.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
There are those who think that we should just sit around and read the police reports verbatim and, well, and never render an opinion.
And by the way, Silas Lyons called and said, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff in the back rooms and they're refixing, so they're taking a hiatus. Unless there's something, instead of coming on every month, and if there's something important coming on, they'll be more than happy to come back on. But just to come and be on is, I'm not sure exactly what it is. They don't have enough time for that hour once a month. They're very busy over there at the Record Searchlight.
One wonders if they're masters at USA Today.
I don't know because you know part of it is you get the chemtrail people calling in because the Record Searchlight's made it real clear we're not going to cover it.
And of course, I always think I went to bed when Carl told me that. I said, did we do something that was just, you know, of course, that's my big button on anything is about respect.
No, we didn't do anything.
Did we do something that was disrespectful? Were we disrespectful to Carol or were we disrespectful in any way?
No, we're not.
You know, which we try to, you know, encourage that we think that the paper's a good idea for every city to have a paper. I really believe that that's the case. And there's always going to be inside politics and there's always going to be, wherever you go, whatever you do, church bugs me in the fact that you just go there and you get your soul cleansed and you feel like, oh, I'm here in the moment, only to realize, I'm not just saying our church, but it's happened before in bodies of church where you think it's the one place, but there's politics in church.
There is? In our church?
I'm talking in any kind of organization church. I've had it happen to me.
We kind of like go in, show up.
I'm not talking our church. I'm just saying it's happened to me in the past. In organizational things like church, where when you go behind the doors and you start to get to know the people involved with putting the church on, that there's a bunch of backbiting and stuff.
But not our church.
I'm not talking about our church. I'm saying church.
But when you say
church,
people would think generally you're talking about our church.
When I say families, that could be, well, maybe something happens in our families. Everything's not always beautiful and sunrise and lollipops.
This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Court and Eureka Way. You love the indoor pool.
This is called the Graceful Exit.
I'm not going to get any traction here, so we have to move on.
Okay.
But Wellgate Sports Club, you love the pool.
I love Wellgate Sports Club, and I like working out there. And yes,
and Bob loves it. I love
it. All members, and I love that.
My wife loves it too.
Oh, good, Brenda.
Brenda's in there too.
No, just get on the floor. Get to have the experts help you. It's a club. It's a real club. You walk in, you've got your. It's just your towels, great energy, everything you could possibly want to work out, and then your saltwater pool and your spa, everything's right there. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back after these messages. I want to talk about what's happening with Wells Fargo right now after the bomb was dropped when we heard that how many fake accounts were happening.
Thousands.
Let me tell you what the downfall is after we get off the air.
Okay, Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Give them a call at 768-1205. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Marriott. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Marriott, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmarriott.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Marriott is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
A true rock and roll legend, Eddie Money, live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby, Hold On to Me. Two Tickets to Paradise. I Wanna Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21. To attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities.
On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 54 degrees, going up to 84 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Oh, my gosh. Everything you could possibly want in a jewelry store and more. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. At 2225 Hilltop Drive, give them a call at 222-2750. They're open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Let's go to the phones. Signe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
Signe. I was calling someone in response to Linda's comment about churches and politics, and I wanted to encourage her because any organization that is made up of people is going to be fallen. And so not perfect. And churches are like any other group of people, banks, hospitals, businesses. And we are a fallen creation. And so we need to hold each other accountable when we see things like that happening. And they do happen. And there is no perfect place for people to gather together because nobody's perfect. So it's all about the relationship we have individually with God, and with that we grow in his knowledge and love, and then we hold each other accountable. And I think possibly our churches need more knowledge of politics so that we can hold our politicians accountable, and that's one area that's lacking in so many of the churches.
Okay.
Well, no, they don't want to get
involved. You're right. And I was agreeing with Linda that every organization has its foibles, but I think I think you hit something there, Signe. Is maybe our churches need to be a little more politically astute, because a lot of things are happening around us that are affecting
and
our
affects
churches.
Our souls and our minds, yeah, and our hearts, and you know, you try to go to a place like I'm saying of solace, trust me, I'm not. When I brought up family and Carl lifted his eyes, I said, I'm not bashing our family, but even inside of our family, the people we love, that we trust, we all have situations that you just like, you know, nobody is untouchable. Everybody has, you know, slips and falls, and you bring them back up. So I think what you've said today is very profound. It leaves us with the thought that in our churches as well, which we think is a safe place, but, you know, like I said, you know, when you go and you worship and you go to a place and you tithe and you try to cleanse yourself so that you come with a place and you're one with God, that you when you go get behind the doors, you see that, you know, there's taxes, there's money, there's all kinds of things that have to take place in order for a building to stay open, and people make choices and make decisions. And this is just generalities. And then sometimes we're disappointed.
So. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Signe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
hey, this Saturday, the big water slide is coming down.
Oh, my gosh.
You can come down and visit our house, practically.
I forgot that's happening.
Slide the City's 1,000-foot-long inflatable slip and slide rolls out from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
My goodness.
Saturday on Placer Street. It's being paired with a festival 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the area of the First Presbyterian Church at 2315
Where do you get tickets?
Placer Street. The festival will include a Wild Kingdom animal show by Mutual of Omaha, climbing wall, bounce house, and refreshments. And speaking of Wild Kingdom, they're going to be here Friday at 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to have a day of animals here.
Love it.
Did you note from the street signs that they've got the reader boards out saying that Placer will be honked up from 5 a.m. to midnight?
Yeah, because it's going to take them
so
that
plan
long.
Plan accordingly.
Now, we live right off of Placer, so we have in our front yard a landing area for those who go up, over, out of the slide, go over the tree line, travel 150 feet, maybe even further, and land in our yard. We'll be standing out there with our signs giving, you know, 10s, 9.9s, 8s, and those when they land. You ought to see this thing. This slide, I've seen it. I have seen the video on it from, like, San Antonio. They have no hill like we have here. You get going down this hill. And they've got little pads you're on. Otherwise, you will scrape the skin off your belly.
I bet you it's going to be fun.
Oh, it is. And you can get tickets for sale. I mean, the tickets for sale, I don't know where it is. Their website is, you ready for this? For Slide to City tickets, go to bit.ly/2CMUBYX.
That's a shortened web address. I wish they would give you a real one.
Yeah, well,
that's a hot list.
Hey, if anybody knows, give us a call.
Or call Judy Maxwell or Maxwell's Insurance. She'll be able to help you. Or Kim Niemer down at the park.
Yes, there we go.
Who specifically is sponsoring this? Because if things go horribly wrong, who's holding the bag?
The city is sponsoring this. This is a fundraiser for the city. They hope to get – they're trying to replace the aging play structures at Kids Kingdom Enterprise Park. It's going to cost $310,000 to do that. The city has raised already $225,000. They hope to make $20,000 fundraising from this Slide to City event. As of last Wednesday, more than 1,000 tickets have been sold, and organizers were looking to sell an additional 500 tickets by the day of the event. So I think you can even buy them there at the event. Of course, I think it's $10 for one ride.
$10 a pop.
$10 a pop, but you can buy, you know, more money gives you more rides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I would like to see Bob go down there.
It'll be fun.
Maybe I will buy Bob a ticket if Bob promises to go down there.
I'm not going anywhere near that thing.
All right. So
anyway,
Wells Fargo.
Kim Niemer or Maxwell Insurance. Okay.
I'm trying to talk about Wells Fargo since we've come back from the break. I want to talk
on the side. Woo! Okay.
Okay, so forget about the $185 million fine that Wells Fargo agreed to pay for secretly opening millions of accounts without a customer's permission.
Oh, I got a groveling email from Wells Fargo this morning in my inbox.
Okay, here's something that really stings. Wells Fargo just lost the title as the most valuable U.S. bank for the first time in 3 years. It's now second behind J.P. Morgan. Shares of Wells Fargo dropped 1.58 to 3.3% to $46.96 Tuesday after the bank continues to be in damage control mode connected with its settlement with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
And it seems like it wasn't just like one or two guys. This was like, I think, thousands of Wells Fargo employees that were starting, from what I understand, starting new accounts for people. Because when they got new accounts, they would get bonuses and this. This was your quota. So, and oh gosh, I started five this week.
Thousands of people were fired. Thousands.
I'll have to read you. I'll have to show you the email.
The CEO of Wells Fargo says, "I'm not resigning." Says, "You know what? This was done. You know, this was illegal acts done at much lower levels than right up here." Let's go to the phones, Dale. We got like 30 seconds, buddy. What you got?
The easiest way to get to that ticket sale is just slidethecity.com. Or you can Google Slide to City Reading, and it'll bring you right up to the ticket sales. Also, Shasta Support Services helping out, as usual, for volunteers.
Okay, so slidethecity.com. Thanks a lot. I didn't have it here on my written part there. Now, this is going to be a big event. Let's hope we get a lot of people out there. Let's build Kids Kingdom up.
Let me read you a quick quote. Let's see here. each day we strive to get things right. In this instance, we did not, and that is simply not acceptable.
This is from Wells Fargo. To you.
Yeah.
Okay. An individual email to you.
Last week's news did not reflect Wells Fargo at its best. Your trust and confidence in us is something we hold near and dear. I know I speak for our dedicated team members when I thank you for giving us the opportunity to support your financial future.
5,300 Wells Fargo employees fired. And so if you're looking for a job right now, it may be going to Wells Fargo. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we come back. We've got the Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Let's talk. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Methadone, heroin, and, of course, what happened at Caldwell Park. We'll be all back here right after the 8 o'clock news.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell in newly leaked emails calls Donald Trump a national disgrace. Tim Alberta is chief political correspondent of the National Review. He told the Salem Radio Network a dump of Hillary Clinton's emails from her private service could be next.
Do I expect them to? No. Would I be surprised if they did? I guess I wouldn't be at this point, because what would surprise us anymore? But no, I don't know that I expect them to. I've got to think they're taken care of pretty well, but that's just a guess.
In Powell's leaked emails, he also laments Hillary Clinton's attempt to equate her email practices while serving as Secretary of State with his own. The emails were first reported by BuzzFeed News. The House expected to vote tomorrow on a measure to impeach IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines.
Kansas Republican Tim Huelskamp.
The IRS commissioner committed high crimes and misdemeanors and should lose his job.
Huelskamp arguing Koskinen needs to be held accountable for impeding the congressional investigation into the IRS's targeting of conservative groups.
Anybody who votes to table this motion or put it aside or do something else is simply saying Congress doesn't matter anymore.
Even if this measure passes the House, it faces a very uncertain future in the Senate, where it would need a two-thirds majority to succeed.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting in Florida this morning. Heavy rain complements of Tropical Storm Julia as aired on WJXT-TV. National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangialosi says Julia is going to bring heavy rain to Florida, Georgia, and parts of South Carolina.
The system is really not going to move very much during the next couple of days, so widespread areas of 3 to 6 inches with even some isolated amounts of up to 10 inches are possible along the Georgia and portions of the South Carolina coastlines.
Elsewhere, Tropical Storm Ian has grown slightly stronger over the Atlantic, but still is posing no threat to land. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
In her first speech in Parliament in almost two decades, controversial Australian politician Pauline Hanson says her country is in danger of being swamped by Muslims.
In a fiery address, Pauline Hanson said indiscriminate immigration had caused crime to escalate and social cohesion to decline. Australia, she told her fellow senators, was in danger of being swamped by Muslims. The Greens leader Richard Di Natale, along with his party colleagues, walked out in disgust. He said there was no place for racism in the Australian Parliament. 20 years ago, in her maiden speech to the lower house, Ms. Hanson warned the nation was being overrun by migrants from Asia.
That's BBC's Phil Mercer. An Oregon man and his girlfriend, accused of intentionally running down and killing a black teen, now face an additional charge of committing a hate crime. The two had previously pleaded not guilty to murdering 19-year-old Lardell Malik Bruce following a fight. Breaking news at townhall.com. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres in serious but stable condition after suffering a major stroke. Doctors doing all they can to save his life, but Jerusalem resident Corey Zeidler says she has her doubts about whether Peres will survive.
I really admire him. He's done a lot of things.
Dr. Yitzhak Kreis, the director of the Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv, said that Peres was in a medically induced coma to allow him to rest after experiencing significant bleeding in the brain, and he later regained consciousness. The German drug and pharma chemical company Bayer AG says it has signed a deal to acquire seed and weed killer company Monsanto for $66 billion in cash. Bayer says the transaction brings together two different but complementary companies, and Bayer produces a wide range of crop protection chemicals. Monsanto is known for its seed business in particular. More of these stories to be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and the memorable, the fantastic, the woman, Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of September. Of course, it is hump day, so welcome to our brand of madness today.
Yeah, and we love our chat pack, you guys. If the questions go by too quickly and we're engaging with a guest, we promise to pay closer to attention. And do call in. Feel free to call in 605-4567. You can always give a fake name. A lot of people do. Hey, weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But let's talk about the weather first. 54 degrees is going to be our high. Today will be 84. What a yummy day. Tomorrow calls for a high of 93, and then we are up to Friday with a 98. Saturday calls, which we're going to have the slide day down Plaza Street. We'll ask Chief Paletti about that in a little bit. Saturday calls for a high of 98, and Sunday calls for a 97. So that's our forecast. Clear skies ahead of us with lows. Our nights are going to be in the low 60s. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every time you read it. Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, before we go any further, I am holding tickets for Media Night, which is tonight. And if you're thinking about, I don't know what to do, these are free tickets. It's a Riverfront Playhouse performance called In the Heat of the Night. We know how important it is for our local artists and actors to feel loved and to support the theater. So call in. I've got tickets. You can take your family. I have several here. And we just really want you guys to go. It's 7:30, and it's tonight, In the Heat of the Night.
And that's tonight. Okay, on
605-4567. Give us a call.
A week from tomorrow, Big Head Todd and the Monsters are going to be at the Cascade Theater, and it's part of their performance series. Thursday, September the 22nd, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Now, I just heard them on Sirius Radio when I was making the trek down to Sacramento. These guys are great, and they have featuring, of course, Big Head Todd, but also Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks. If you're looking for the blues, then you have found it at Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Cascade Theater. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? If you're looking for a place to take care of all of your heating and cooling needs, it is Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service if it's an emergency. They will come in and rescue you if you need it. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Best in the North State. In 2015, they could be best in the North State every year. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. All right. We're sitting here feeling protected. We have our policeman in our studio.
Shiny in his
Not
uniform.
Not our policeman, but a policeman. In
our chief.
Reading Police Chief.
Morning.
Rob Pellet.
How infamous. Was that introduction?
Yeah. It was better than the woman. I mean, you were building up, and you just kind of fell off at the end there, Carl.
Whatever.
You didn't say the fantastic, the beautiful, anything like that. You just
The woman. The woman. Okay. Hey, we're still giving away those tickets to the in the heat of the night, so keep calling in, guys. Okay. Chief Paletti.
Yes.
A lot of stuff happening here.
Yes.
You know, last time you made your announcement that you, about the methadone clinic, you were backing a methadone clinic here. Mm-hmm. And it seemed, you know what, here's something that I guess I didn't expect to see in Reading when I moved here 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. Methadone clinics, guardian angels, and poop on the sidewalk in front of my business. I didn't expect to see that.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this now. I mean, I've been here almost 5 years, and when I got here 5 years ago,
I keep saying 3.5, so it's been five. Okay,
no, November will be 5 years. You and I started talking about heroin's coming.
You mentioned heroin the very first show you were on, and people go, huh? And you also mentioned prostitution. Just blew people away. But you talked about it 5 years ago, but now we're in a full-blown epidemic.
Well, we're actually going to – I'm going to – at the next town hall meeting, which we're planning for around October 13th, I just got a briefing a couple weeks ago, and quite frankly, I guess the sincerest form of plagiarism or flattery is plagiarism. So I'm kind of stealing their information that the Drug Enforcement Agency put out during that presentation. And it's all open source stuff that you can find on Google. But to kind of give people an idea of the scope of the opium problem, not just in Reading, but nationwide, this country is 5% of the world's population, but we consume 99% of the world's opium painkillers. We have... nationwide, 129 overdose deaths a day. 61% of them are opioid painkillers and heroin.
Now, I think it was last year or maybe the year before, they said that prescription drugs was the
Number one addiction,
but also number one cause of death was prescription drugs.
The number one cause of death nationwide is accidental death is drug overdose, and over half of those are opium painkillers and heroin. So the fact of the matter is that if you look at what we're talking about with the clinic is that it's a misdemeanor. We have no jail space. We are not going to arrest our way out of this problem. And if you go back 15 years, when you arrested somebody for possession of drugs or under the influence of drugs, they did 90 or so days in county jail. Or if they had possession, it was a felony and they could go to state prison. That's not that way anymore. So we have to find alternative solutions that may help this. Now, if you look at a problem definition from my aspect as the chief of police, I need opioid addicts to stop committing crime. So I asked the treatment center of your 397 patients in Butte County, or Chico, how many have been arrested since they've been in your treatment? And the answer is less than 6%. And that's usually within the first 90 days of treatment. So that's a problem definition that for me, you know,
that's a no-brainer.
It makes sense. I asked them how many of your 397 are homeless. They said less than 5%. So I asked them then the follow-up question that obviously is how many started homeless that aren't now because of the treatment, and they don't have that information because when they update their address in their system, it deletes old addresses. It's just kind of a flaw. But you have to be open-minded to new solutions, and we can't close ourselves off to something that could be beneficial to the community, not to mention, you know, quite frankly, that the police chief doesn't get to license them. So I can, you know, be supportive and shape how it comes here so that it goes into a medical facility and not into a strip mall and things of that nature. But if I dig my heels in the sand and say no and be close-minded, we don't get a say in shaping that. So, you know, I'm trying to be very pragmatic in trying to find, you know, solutions that may not be what we used 15 years ago, but are being successful in other places.
Yeah, we're so far beyond now because of Prop 47 and 109, and now this new one. Hopefully that the voters will have enough common sense to turn that one down.
Well, I really encourage people, go read before you vote. Prop 57 that is coming does away with determinate sentencing. It is going to put the sole responsibility or authority to judge time served into a board of the state of California, similar to a parole board. So they will be able to adjust time served and cut people's sentences based on their population control. Not punishment, not rehabilitation, but population control. They're declassifying a lot of what I would consider to be violent crimes to nonviolent crimes. Go read the literature. Go look at some of the writings of the California District Attorneys Association. It's being opposed by them. It's being opposed by the California Police Chiefs Association, California Peace Officers Association. It is round three.
All the police associations finally got on board against
Well,
something.
Cal Chiefs has been on board at the beginning, and so has California Peace Officers Association. So has the California District Attorneys. And this is one
so
of the...
So they've obviously got their own people that are not opposing it, right?
No, the governor's backing it. This is his initiative.
I know, and this is just such a ridiculous piece of
so
work.
Yes or no on 57, because we know that when bills are written, they're confusing. If you don't read the literature and you're for something and you vote for, I'm for it, but it's no. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Prop 47 was billed as California's for Safer Schools.
Yeah.
It made all drugs a misdemeanor, including date rape drugs.
Okay, this one is what? No,
57.
Prop 57. I can't remember the exact.
But
title
it's no
of it,
57.
But
it's
no.
Public Safety Rehabilitation Act of it's, 2016
it's
or something.
No
like
on 57.
That. Yes, it right. just it's really
read
about,
no
on 50, read about
no
it.
No on 57 is correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
No. Correct.
Correct.
But
yes.
Not a yes. It's no.
Vote no.
Vote no.
Okay. But it really is. I mean, if you look at, you know, commercial burglary, $950, theft of a gun, $950. Those are all felonies. They're not felonies anymore. They're misdemeanors, and the criminals know it.
I thought they changed the gun thing to make that a felony.
They've tried to. I don't know if it's been signed.
Okay. But so if it's under $1,000, you know, people can come and break in your house 3 days in a row. And
residential burglary is still a felony. But commercial burglary is, unless they steal over $950. Well, my guy stopped them. They look around and go, doesn't look like $950 to me.
All right. We're going to take a break right after these messages. Our guest this morning is Chief Paletti here on KCNR 1460. We're going to be taking your calls. This portion of the show has been brought to you by...
Budget Blinds right here. Jerry and his guys over there and his men and women over there, I should say. Super, super people know what they're doing. They're going to give you window coverings that fit your budget and your decor, or solar shades that can help keep that sun out and the coolness in. You can even get rebates sometimes from REU on these solar shades. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check them out on the web at budgetblinds.com. Great, great company. Okay, we'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and we're going to be talking Guardian Angels and more.
Right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your pick, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Oh, yeah. Remember when this album came out? It really. What's her name again?
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple. She got weird, but the first album was just like, whoa, love it. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studio. Chief Paletti's our guest right today, and we're going to take a caller right now. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Yeah, I've got 57 right in front of me, Rob. And here are some of the things that really affect our town. I also have the penal code sections. I'll try to get this to you, but active participation in a criminal street gang, various felonies committed for gang purposes, battery with personal infliction of serious bodily injury, assault with a deadly weapon. You're going to like this one. Assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer or a firefighter, rape by the threat of a public official. I guess they're off the hook now. Arson of structure of forest land, assault with a deadly weapon. Get this one. Assault with a deadly weapon by a state prison inmate, holding a hostage by state prison inmate. Any felony involving the personal use of a deadly weapon. That's penal code number.
Now, are these all these? Are you
that's what's going to be nonviolent crimes.
These are all going to be considered nonviolent crimes.
Right again, really got this information out to everybody. I've got it in front of me. I'm not sure if the Shasta Lantern has printed this yet or not, but I've got it in front of me. This is Prop 57. I've even got what they've lined out on the law and everything. But I mean, this is so egregious. And of course, as we already know, that the theft of a weapon, theft of a firearm, isn't you get out for that too. I think my favorite one though might be rape by the threat of a public official. So I guess they could have themselves a good party down there in Sacramento.
Well, if you read, there's also rape of an intoxicated person, of an unconscious person, is not a violent crime anymore.
Intoxicated person. There's a there's rape where the victim is conscious. Rape where the victim legally is incapable of giving consent. I mean, it's all of that.
And that's what I love about you, Terry. We don't always have to agree, but at least you do the reading. And I want people to go out and read about Prop 57 before you vote, because it is
horrible.
It's not just round three of prison realignment and Prop 47. It's worse.
And I know that the release of inmates is approximately 40,000 plus. That I don't know the exact number, but
it's
around 40,000 plus.
Yeah, you're pretty accurate there.
Wow. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yep.
You know what? That is just absolutely horrible. Some of those I knew, but if rape of a person who is unable to give their compliance. So that could be somebody that's mentally ill.
But that's not violent anymore.
That's not considered a violent crime.
Not under Prop 57.
You might want to ask, and if you're unconscious when you get assaulted or you get raped, you might ask the person that's being raped about that.
Gang enhancements will go away. Using guns during the commission of a gang crime. I mean, there's just the loot. It baffles me what we're doing to the criminal justice system in California, and it's taking away, quite frankly, a lot of the effectiveness of some of our enforcement, as we were talking about earlier. I'm actually thinking about adjusting the plan that I put forth in the strategic plan. Instead of having 10 CSOs in patrol, having 9, so that we can fund a deputy district attorney that does nothing but prosecute Reading municipal code violations, because nobody's doing it right now. And they crumple them up and laugh at the officers and say, why do you give us those? Nothing happens.
What do you mean, like, on those municipal code?
They get a letter in the mail. So when we issue them a Reading municipal code misdemeanor violation,
to who?
They send To what do you mean to who?
I mean, you issue.
Well, if
a
we
citation.
Issue a park for urinating in the park,
okay,
drinking
that's what
in
you're
the park,
about. Okay.
Illegal camping, all of those things, those quality of life issues that people complain about on a continual basis, they crumple them up and throw them on the ground and say, "Why do you give us those? Nothing ever happens." Well, I want to change that factor.
Even if they prosecute them, they're not going to go to jail.
They're not going to pay anything. They're
going
to get arrested and they're going to go back to jail, and then it becomes an inconvenience, and then they can either start to comply or be here.
But it goes. I think it all goes back to
we still need bed space.
We
I'm
don't
not
have
saying
bed space.
We need bed space. And
you know,
I
was talking to a judge the other day, and this is a judge that I kind of I like anyway. But this is a guy that maybe will drop the hammer. He drops the hammer now and then, or maybe all the time. I'm not sure. But he says, you know, it's a little discouraging for all of us, just like it is for your officers. Mm-hmm. I sentence a guy to jail. And before I can leave that day to get out, you know, at the end of the day.
He's waving at you from the window.
Yeah, I see him walking by free. And, you know, this whole thing goes back to bed space, and the board of supervisors are woefully inadequate in trying to address this.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, that we talk about with supervised release and other things is that, you know, it's fine for the judge to say no, he will stay in jail. But if there's no bed space, then put an ankle bracelet on that sucker. You know, we've been pretty successful with the ankle bracelets and keeping track of people. But, you know, it's one thing to say, I want him in jail. It's another thing for us to be able to execute that. You know, and Tom's doing the best he can with the space that he has. But we've got to think, you know, creatively in this time to try to come up with solutions that maybe 15 years ago we didn't have to think about.
What is your being the chief of police in the last 4 or 5 years now, which is surprising because I remember when you first came to town and you came to a Marine Corps ball.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the Red Lion Inn then, and you met every person at every table, mm-hmm. introducing yourself to everybody, making yourself approachable. So for 5 years being in Reading, and we know that you're in the National Guard, you do so much with the National Guard as well, and you've got so much going on to keep improving, becoming more knowledgeable and reaching outside of Reading. What has it been for you in this position? What's it been like? Describe to us what it's been like for you and where you think you're going.
Well, you know, obviously for me, you know, there's growth that comes with any position that you go into. I'm probably not as brash as I was when I first started, but I still want to be very blunt and very honest with the community about what I think and where I think, you know, things are headed. And when I see the frustrating part of being the police chief is so many of the decisions that are being made that are negatively affecting Reading are not Reading's decisions to make. And that's, you know, AB 109 and Prop 47 and, you know, those types of issues. Now, Prop 57, as Terry was just talking about, these are things that are decisions made either by the voters or by Sacramento or by judges that are having a negative impact on the criminal justice system, of which we're one link of. So when we talk about the negative effects of, you know, these decisions on the Reading Police Department and the overall criminal justice system, you know, it's got negative effects on, you know, Sheriff Pasenko, probation. It's got negative effects on, you know, the courts and the DA's office. So this year I just had Mike Murphy run, you know, we were about 85,000 calls for service when I became chief 5 years ago. And this year we're about 4,000 calls already over what we were last year, and we're going to hit pretty close to 100,000 calls for service this year. So that amount of workload is difficult to manage when the staffing level is where it is now. So in the 90s, which were equivalent staffing level, I think they had about 60,000 calls for service, and now we're at about 100,000 calls for service. So I'm still not satisfied with the response times. I'm still not satisfied with, you know, the level of service. I mean, the officers do good when they get there, but you shouldn't have to wait so long to see somebody. Telephone reporting and online reporting, I hate that stuff. It's a necessity for us to have those things. So I would like to see us get to a place where, you know, we can at least provide the level of service I think that the community deserves. And I don't know that my department has the capacity right now to be able to deliver what I think this community deserves.
So is it really the budget cuts that come down through the chain that maybe has the budget cuts from the governor's office that has affected the trickle down the trickle-down effect of what's happening with the release of the prisoners? Is it the heroin epidemic? I mean, if you could name one thing, you could put your finger on one thing that has really changed the fabric or the face of our community, what would that be?
Well, I think it's really two things. It's the dismantling of the criminal justice system and the shifting of state responsibilities to the county, and we don't have the capacity in the jail to be able to deal with those, with that shift, and we still don't. We've built capacity in probation and rehabilitation programs that are actually getting success, but we're still lacking that pre-sentence bed space to hold people accountable with some form of rehabilitation on the backside or the jail bed space. The second part of it is, if you look at the core root of a majority of the problems that we're having in Reading, when we did our survey of the homeless, 60% talk about mental illness, drug addiction, or both as being the cause of their, it was just under 60%. And that's what they're willing to admit to a cop. So if somebody's willing to admit to a cop that they're a drug addict, then they're a drug addict. Drugs are now misdemeanors. Jails are full. But if you look at the root cause of most of the crime, we've had a very substantial increase in armed robberies lately of businesses, legitimate armed robberies. Every one of them is a heroin addict. So when you look at things from a root causal level, the heroin that's infiltrated this community, and we've talked about this over several years, Mexico is now the number two producer of opium in the world behind Afghanistan. Mexico, the port of San Ysidro, and the amount of seizures, the frequency of seizures and the size of the seizures of heroin and methamphetamine are growing. They're actually now, in order to import methamphetamine, they're liquefying it and putting it in gas tanks.
We saw that the other day.
And the gas sinks to the bottom of the tank. And they're, so, you know, they're getting more creative.
Right.
It's getting harder to interdict what's taking place. But the volume that is coming into the United States by predominantly the Sinaloa cartel is what's tearing our country apart. But we did it in large part because, you know, we prescribe opiate painkillers at a rate that is astronomically higher than the rest of the world does, and we've got people addicted to their opiate painkillers, and heroin is cheaper. 90% of respondents say that they got into heroin because of their opium painkillers.
Yeah, well, my brother is a pain doctor, and he'll be the first to tell you that the government's really clamped down on him on triplicates. He doesn't even do it anymore. The triplicate nature of and for people who really did need it, it's been affecting. And you know, we'll talk about that. We can talk about that's a whole other show when it comes to our veterans and people who do need pain management that aren't able to get it because of government restrictions. But let's talk more about the heroin epidemic. Let's talk about what to look for, what we're seeing with these guys with the backpacks driving around on their bikes.
Well, and really, you know, opiate painkillers were round one, heroin was round two, and now fentanyl's coming.
Okay, let's take a break. And deaths, big time. Bob Belongi is at the helm today, always wonderful producer here. And we're going to be right back after these messages here on KCNR with Chief Rob Belletti. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Dandelion, Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You know I've seen a lot of people walking around with tombstones in their eyes.
Amen, brother.
But the butcher don't care. Whoop! Ah, if you live or if you die.
Yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. And on this subject matter, we have Chief Rob Pelletti with us today. Thanks for being here. And before we took a break, we were, do we have a, I think we had a caller, but we were talking about, I wanted to talk to you about these guys in the backpack, not just guys and girls in the backpacks, that are driving around on their bikes and are looking. They're up and down our street. It's freaking me out. It's freaking our neighbors out. They're going up and down the streets. And they're looking, and there's vacant houses because we've had squatters. You remember, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, we had squatters that took over a house. And how long did it take to get those guys out?
It's very difficult. And the laws, quite frankly, and the judges' decisions that are being handed down right now favor the squatter more than they favor the owner.
That's encouraging.
It's just like the changes that the judges just made to trespassing laws. You know, If I go, say if somebody goes into a store and steals and the store says, I don't want you here anymore, and that person goes back and they say, I want him arrested for trespassing because here, we have to say, I'm sorry, your business is open to the public. Unless you get a restraining order, we can't arrest them for trespassing.
Oh, come on.
It is. I'm telling you, the judge.
What about the old thing that says we have the right to refuse
well,
service?
Well, the judges disagree with you. It's federal judges. I was California State Supreme Court, I believe. If you open your business to the public, then the public is welcome to come in. And just because they steal from you, unless you get a restraining order, we can't necessarily arrest them for trespassing. So,
okay, have we reached the spot where we need to have a private security force that literally could be used like a store has this, and they call a private security force, please have this person removed, and they can go in there and please remove yourself?
No, because they have to abide by the law, too, and the law says that they're not in violation of 602 of the Penal Code. So, a security guard doesn't get to operate outside the law, and the law says that they can be there. So, we've had to do training with the officers to adjust the 602, trespassing laws. We're constantly, adjusting training and guidelines to the officers based on these ludicrous court decisions that come down, too.
Let's go to the phones. Peter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Yeah, good show. Gosh, to think I left the Gulf Coast of Australia. I lived on the beach on the Gulf Coast of Australia to come here and live in this wonderful country. Can't believe the crap that's going on. Listen, the question I got to ask is it correct to say that all this heroin, all this drug problem started when the city and the county board of supervisors and the city council okayed the growing of marijuana?
No. This started probably... if you look at opium painkillers, which really is, I still think the crux of what's going on with heroin and opioid addiction. In the 1980s, there was a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm going to show this at my town hall meeting, that actually, according to their study, less than 1% of people that took opium painkillers would become addicted. Well, that's just wrong. In 1996, OxyContin hit the market, and in 2012, and I have it on my slide, so I'm gonna try to remember the statistic, but it's around, in 2012, we issued 289 million prescriptions for opioid painkillers in the United States. Now that the government realizes that they've created a problem and they're pulling it back, and they're pulling it back fast. Well, that doesn't take away the addiction that you've created. And a large portion of the respondents to a survey said that they got into heroin from opiate painkillers, and they're using heroin because it's easier to get and it's less expensive.
Well,
so
listen,
we have
look,
really...
I respectfully disagree with you. I mean, I've got to use my own common sense, and we never had this problem going back 5 or 6 years ago, and the same problem with the addiction of painkillers was still there, and we never had the problem that we had then. This all has come since the city and the county okayed the growing of marijuana, and common sense tells me that that was the start of it all.
Well, but about 5 or 6 years ago is when they started backing off the opium painkillers, and you had some doctors here in town that handed them out like they were candy.
So it is correct to say that the marijuana has increased the problem.
I don't believe their marijuana has increased the opium problem. I think the painkillers
have. Well, we disagree on that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Peter. Okay. Hey, look, the incident that we just had down in Caldwell Park, did you all discuss that while I was gone?
Are you talking about with the swimmers?
With the swim team.
That was last year or 2 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was in July, the one with the Davis swimmers.
Yeah, that was when they had the Junior Olympics the last time.
They just said it was. I thought they just said it was.
No, they're coming.
July.
They're coming again this year. They're hosting the Junior Olympics.
Okay, so then that was an article that came out this week that said the Davis
week.
Swim team was on the headlines.
The Davis swim team was over the weekend.
The Davis swim team. We are going to the Reading Aquatic Center is hosting the Junior Swim Olympics again. The last time, yes, we did have problems down there with transients and the kids. We responded.
The
Junior Olympics were held here.
Okay.
So you're saying nothing happened last week?
No, the article came out last week because they're coming again.
Okay.
And they invited the Davis swim team, and the Davis swim team says they're not coming because of the problems that happened the last time.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that
Got
was
it.
Never that clear. I thought it was,
yeah.
They're talking about something that just happened where somebody was groped and chased.
We did have a, homeless person show up at the swim meet waving around a knife. Our officers went and addressed that. And they did have some children that were groped, and we did those investigations as well. This goes back to, mentally ill transient population
right.
that we're dealing with that is in the parks and we deal with on a consistent basis,
right.
In South City Park. And, one of my captains was driving through City Hall the other day. And this woman pulled up her skirt and started urinating on the lawn. And when her and the lieutenant got out and said, "Hey, you can't," and she said, "I'm almost finished." And they don't have that respect for the law, and they know that there's going to be no ramifications, so they don't stop.
This is at July's Junior Olympics. It doesn't say July of last year.
Yeah, several calls came in seeking to say that this just happened.
Yes, but what they're saying is they don't want to come next time. And they're hosting it again.
Right, but this just happened in July.
I thought it was last year.
No, no.
Okay,
yes,
should we go to the phones, Bob? Do we have a caller?
No, it was just several people calling to...
Okay,
so that just happened where a swimmer was groped at Caldwell Park, and others were chased, and this guy not only is saying they're not going to come again, he's trying to get Reading disqualified from even hosting swim meets because of the safety. Where have we gotten to that point, Chief, where we've got these things happening in a park where there's, these kids are there, where it's just where somebody can get groped, chased, and then a woman with the knife. I mean, what's it got to take? Put people out there and with shields and swords around the park.
The fact of the matter is, I'd love to have cops down there when they have those events. I'd love to have cops on the river trails, on downtown, on bikes and everything else, but there's just not enough of them. If you look at this weekend, I've got you know, a ton of guys on overtime for monster trucks. And, you know, then we have Cool April Nights, and then we have Big Bike Weekend, and then we have,
Water Slide.
You know, there's only so many of them. And, you know, when people, you know, people then, you know, we have to work them a ton of overtime. And then what? Then I get criticized because they make over $100,000 a year.
Okay.
So, you
well,
know,
what about the idea of we've got security companies here in town, about the city hiring them to start taking up the slack, like having them walk down or having just walk the river trails?
There's a security guard at Rabba when the kids get on the bus, and I still get calls because the transients don't care about an unarmed security guard.
Maybe
you know?
Maybe I should start my own security guard.
So, you know, if we want these demands and we want these changes, but we have to have the resources to be able to make those changes. And, you know, I'm still at a point where I'm putting 7 cops on the street per shift. You know, and you want to have, you know, special events and other things that you want cops at. Well, that takes overtime. That takes dollars. And you've got to have the cop that's willing to do that. If you knew the total man days of overtime that we post because of special events, you know, Office of Traffic Safety requirements for grants, just to fill patrol. So if one cop takes a vacation, I got to put another one on overtime. You know, it's we have to have the resources to be able to fill all the needs. And you're talking about, you know, it's nice to say, you know, somebody says, well, we need it on the river trail. We don't need traffic enforcement. Well, that's easy to say until your family's the one killed by a drunk driver. You know, so the breadth of what we have to cover as a police department is very wide. And we don't have a lot of resources right now to cover a city of 60 square miles and a daytime population over 100,000 people with 98 cops.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue there. If you want to get the greatest haircut that you've ever had, you go there. It's, again, it's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from the subway. You can't get a better haircut than right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages with Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities.
On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, September the 14th at 60 degrees, going up to 84 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. First practice and one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care, a simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. You want to find out more? Give them a call at 262-6626. They're located at 2510 Airport Drive.
And before we go a little bit further, I promise to do a shout-out for Dandelion. They've got a sale, 74% off. I was in there yesterday to get a couple presents, birthdays coming up. Dandelion's located, of course, on Pine Street. It's a beautiful boutique that used to be right down the street. I told them I miss you guys. Anyway, so 70% off, end of summer, really great deals, guys, up until Saturday. And then, of course, the fall items keep coming in. So check out Dandelion. Now, we did get a call from a listener, from a loyal listener, thank you, asking about what is the name of this ballot. I went to ballotpedia.org, California Proposition 57, Parole for Nonviolent Criminals and Juvenile Court Trial Requirements, 2016. So if you go, just check out ballotpedia.org.
Just remember to vote no.
Just remember what they're vote calling no. Nonviolent.
Yeah, rape.
So
rape is nonviolent. Assault with a deadly weapon, nonviolent. Okay.
Okay. So, yes, let me correct myself. It was this July. I'm sorry. I got my Julys mixed up. I thought it was last year.
You know what?
It's a swimmer. You know, it's a swimming team.
A year just goes
by. They start to blend a little bit.
Okay. Something other big thing has happened. We mentioned it earlier, and people have called in on it. The Guardian Angels are now here in town. And, again, methadone clinics, which I frankly think is a good idea, as much as you hate to think of it, but I think we've come to that spot. And Guardian Angels, who are out there volunteering their time and effort to walk the streets to help keep crime down.
Yeah, I talked to them on Sunday, and you know, I've had this you know, stance on citizen patrols that by sanctioning with the police department, I become responsible for their safety. And they and I had that discussion. And, you know, if we sanction or endorse them, then we could accept liability for their actions or their injuries for the city. So, you know, that's probably not going to happen. But like any other community group, you know, we will cooperate with them and work with them and try to.
I believe
you
know, their hearts in the right spot.
I do too. I just still, you know, one of the things that I encourage them, just like I do anybody that goes anywhere, is you know, if you're going to those places where you know there's a problem, try to be don't go by yourself. I don't want to see one guardian angel walking down the street by himself. Make sure that they're you know in
groups.
Yeah,
I think that's what they do.
And they do. And we had a very good discussion between me and their organizers, and I know the local gentleman that is
Daniel Meyer
made the inquiry and is starting to organize the group, and we talked a little bit about vetting the right people and that kind of thing. But if the group is as solid as I know that he is, then that gives me some comfort, and hopefully we can work together to, you know, there's some areas that I would like to see. I think that their presence can be more valuable than others. I don't want to put them in areas where I know that there's, you know,
but you're
extreme
work with
danger.
Them.
Yeah, we'll work with them like we do every, you know, our neighborhood watch captains and everybody.
Where's
else.
The place of extreme danger here in town?
Well, you know,
you know, now that you mention that,
right.
You know, somebody asked me the other day about, do you think the putting Reading's Most Wanted is a bad thing in the paper? And I said, no, I don't think so, because if you look at it, it's
we're
not
pushing 700.
Yeah, but being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As I said, it's not just that. I think it's a lot. You know, a lot of these guys turn themselves as guys and girls. But if you look at the crimes, it's not like murder. It's failure to appear. It's, you know, well, it's a drug offense. So it's if because they're saying this, well, you know, when people see this, they're just thinking that, oh, look, Reading's, you know, most wanted. Like it's a derogatory thing. And I can see how maybe some people take that. But I think of it as a way for, you know, to kind of keep people alert.
Look how many of them actually turned themselves in.
Yeah, because they didn't even know they were
wanted. It shows they were. They knew. Because you have to be convicted of a crime and failed to appear your sentencing hearing to even be in Shasta's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
What I think hurts more than anything else, the image of our community is our self-image of our community. And when you look at things like Crumbling Town USA and this stuff that people are putting on the internet, that's what damages the image of Reading just as much, if not
more.
Yeah,
and then
that.
you see these articles that the third worst place to live is Reading because of, you know, crime's up, jobs, there's smoking. I mean, when you look at that, and they're using, you know, data from 2 years ago or whatever.
Well, even then, you know, I mean, if you look at those. You know, they did it on percent increase, and we talked about this when that thing came out. Okay, well, if I go from one homicide to two, I've got 100% increase in homicides. If Oakland goes from 80 to 85, what's their percentage of increase? But where do you want to live? So, you know, I mean,
well, no,
if you look at this,
and I look at it like that. I think most people that live here do that. But if you're trying to pull people in, okay, I've got two more questions here. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go right ahead.
Now that the courthouse has been effectively stopped, and that was one of the ways the beds were going to be increased. So the only type of thing, only type of bed increase I see is at the ARC, if Measure D passes.
It would be the ARC in the basement. So there's 128 beds.
Okay, the ARC in the basement.
So when the ARC is built, it vacates the basement of the jail. That's where the laundry and the kitchen facilities are. The basement will hold 64 beds.
So they're going to put 64 beds in there.
So I've got an idea, and I've got to vet it through the sheriff and Melissa Fowler Bradley because I want to talk to them about still being able to utilize one of those courtrooms. I've got an idea. It's not my decision to make, so I've got to vet it with them. But I think there's possibilities we can still make that happen.
Okay, so when, you know, we're at this point where you got Guardian Angels, you got methadone clinics, you've got people being assaulted during a swim meet at Caldwell Park, you've got all this other stuff. Where is the most dangerous place in town?
You know, the violent crime itself, you know, a lot of it depends. I mean, it used to be those downtown hotels, but the neighborhood police unit has done a lot to,
and
you
know,
clean
out
up
there.
The Reading Inn and other things. You know, not necessarily, we haven't had a lot of violent crime down there, but, you know, as far as appearance and stuff, Library Park around the Veterans Hall, RABA, is a continual problem. We hit Library Park probably 6-7 times a day, you know, running through there. The problem is when we hit Library Park, we push them to the Veterans Hall. When we hit the Veterans Hall, we push them to RABA. When we hit RABA, we push them to Library Park. And it's just this continual chase them around in a circle. So until we get the bed space, you know, we're going to continue to chase them in circles. We need to be able to hold them accountable for their actions, and that requires the bed space and the cops to go out and do it. But we also have to look at things like, okay, if somebody's committing crime because of their opium addiction in a methadone clinic or Suboxone, buprenorphine, whichever, you know, medicine that they choose to use, can keep them from committing crimes. I would love to have an opioid clinic open here. Now, by the way, there's already one here that nobody even knows exists. This would just be a county contracted one. If I could get 397 people and only 6% of them commit crime, that's a huge dent in our crime rate.
Do you think a day center to get these people that are hanging around now in the park would be effective?
I don't know.
So do they kind of go in there and hang out, you know, and charge their phones and take a shower?
Maybe, depending on where it was and what the access to it was, and whether or not they'll go use it. Because if there's rules, we know that they're not that crowd that doesn't want to follow rules isn't going to go use it.
What about Porterheads? I think that's something that ought to be at least tried. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody says, oh, they'll just destroy it. Well, you know what? At least try. And so they'll stop.
Well, you know,
put them down at Library Park. They'll stop defecating in people's, you know.
Quite frankly, we've got public restrooms in all of the parks, and the amount of maintenance that has to go into fixing those.
Not a library
from
park.
The destruction. Library Park, they use the library bathroom.
No, I'm talking Library Park. Are you talking about the Park are you talking about?
Library Park is by Deja Vu. South City Park is by the library.
Yeah, so Library Park is
Library
by
Park the doesn't have any, no.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you go out to the Bonnie View boat ramp, my guys just had to go out there the other day, because the transients, before the maintenance workers for the park get there every day, they go out and dump the trash cans in the parking lot so that they know those guys have to pick it up, and then they lock themselves in the bathroom. And my guys had to go force their way into the bathroom and arrest those guys out of the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And they're just being jerks. So, you know, it's not all of them, but there's a small portion
there's
of it
or
that make it, they give a bad name to all of them. And if they want help, The Good News Rescue Mission is willing to give it to him.
Okay. Sheriff Rob Pelletti.
Sheriff.
Police. Chief Police Chief Rob Pelletti has been with us today.
Congratulations.
We got the sheriff next week. There's so much going on. Thanks a lot, Rob. It's not easy. And I wish I could, give you, a check for $10 million. Here you go.
I wish you could, too.
You know, and just here, go get some more people and then this other stuff. Or just let the county go out and build a temporary facility for these people. And
even
they're saying
then,
it's too hard, and it's not that hard. Now, tomorrow, whistleblower Mark Thompson, one of the Benghazi whistleblowers, is going to be on our show from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mark is a retired Marine officer who is the undersecretary for counterterrorism and worked with Chris Stevens and is going to be on our show. He hasn't been on any type of media since he appeared at the Benghazi hearings. And wait till you hear what happened to him after that and where he is now. That's tomorrow at from Free Fire Radio. So, it's good guys against the bad guys out there. Let's band together, good guys. Take care of those bad guys.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep...
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Now it's Colin Powell, who has been stung by computer hackers. They accessed the former Secretary of State's emails, posting them online. In one, Powell calls Donald Trump a national disgrace. Of Hillary Clinton, Powell says, everything she touches, she kind of screws up with hubris. House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz says his panel's investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server has uncovered information the FBI missed, and that includes information about a top Clinton aide.
Uma Abedin absolutely knew about this server. The FBI report says that Uma Abedin knew nothing about the server. That's what she told the FBI. But Cooper's saying, yeah, she helped set it up. She had an email on the system. She was aware of it from the very beginning.
Chaffetz, referencing Justin Cooper, who helped to manage Clinton's server, Chaffetz tells the Salem Radio Network he has issued a subpoena for all of the FBI's files pertaining